USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden issued optimism after the latest jobs numbers showed employers added 559,000 jobs last month. It was a big improvement over the April jobs numbers, though it did fall short of economists' predictions.
We have now created over 2 million jobs in total since I took office. More jobs than ever been created in the first 4 months of any presidency in modern history. Triple the rate of my predecessor, 8 times the rate of President Reagan.
The president said no other major economy in the world is growing as fast as the U.S. is right now. Another meeting is planned for Monday after President Biden and Republican Senator Shelley Moore Capito spoke by phone. They're trying to reach a deal on infrastructure. The White House says Capito offered to increase the proposal by $50 billion, but the president said it didn't meet his objectives. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The European Union banned Belarusian airlines from airspace and airports in member countries in response to the Lukashenko regime forcing the diversion of a plane carrying an opposition journalist last month. EU ambassadors agreed to the ban, which prevents Belarusian airlines from landing in or taking off from EU airports. Earlier this week, the European Union Aviation Safety Agency also issued a directive calling on air carriers in member states to avoid Belarusian airspace and airports. On May 23rd, the government forced a Ryanair flight en route from Greece to Lithuania to land in Minsk, saying there was a bomb threat on board. Upon landing, authorities arrested exiled journalist Roman Protasevich. President Alexander Lukashenko has targeted opposition leaders and members of the media since his re-election last year. According to international watchdogs, the election was deemed neither free nor fair. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm taking it all.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Apple TV is giving people a glimpse of their brand new special.
We have to write an essay? 500 words about who we are? I have no idea who I am. Good grief. You worry too much, Charlie Brown.
Long before there was a boy named Charlie Brown, there was a man named Charles Schulz.
Who Are You, Charlie Brown? Explores the legacy of the Peanuts comic strip and its creator, Charles M. Schulz. He died at age 77 in February of 2000. The new special is narrated by Lupita Nyong'o and features interviews with Schulz's family and friends, along with fans of the comic strip, including Kevin Smith, Al Roker, Drew Barrymore, and others.
I've been dreaming about this thing since I was about 6 years old.
He was the little kid that no one really talked to.
He was one person telling this personal story every day.
Like all the best creators, there's a lot of himself in the work.
I remember I called him my sweet Babu. Pretty soon it was in the comic strip.
And he was those characters.
Who Are You, Charlie Brown? Honors Schulz and the lasting popularity of the significance of the Peanuts comic strip. It ran from 1950 to the year 2000. Brian Grazer and Ron Howard are executive producers. Who Are You, Charlie Brown? Premieres June 25th on Apple TV+. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.